This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hide and seek.
Sit back and enjoy the ride. 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 Enjoy the ride. Enjoy the ride. Enjoy the ride. And enjoy the ride.
Joy wishes to advise the following program, Hide and Seek, is a show intended for an adult audience. Generally, our discussions are of a sexual nature and may contain coarse language and references to drugs. Now, welcome to Hide and Seek. This is your show for exploring sex, sexuality, and self. I'm Dean Beck, and it's my great pleasure to welcome officially to the Joy family a man who you've heard a little taste of in the past, but you will certainly be hearing a lot more of him in the future. At the tender age of 22 years, he has had no less than 5 years of radio experience behind him, a fellow marketing professional and an advocate of positive sexual expression. He blogs. He twits, he pounds as much as he squeals. Ladies and gentlemen, will you please join me in welcoming aboard Hide and Seek, Mr. James Finlay. Yay!
Oh, I'll clap myself in.
Yes, please do.
Thank you very much for that. I'm so flattered.
Well, thank you for coming on board, James. It's lovely to have you pushing my buttons. And you'll do that not only on the panel, I know, but you'll do that.
Hopefully I'll be pushing some listeners' buttons too, like, fingers crossed.
Absolutely. Now, James is very outspoken out there, young man. As if you were listening last week, you would have heard our little spar. But his opinions, insights and youthful perspective will bring a new dynamic to this show, and I'm very pleased to have him on board. And it's great that you're here, James. Thank you very much.
Oh, look, it's glad that I found a nice home here at Joy.
Ah, thank you, thank you. James will share his blog a little later with us, and we'll... Oh, look, we'll chat about all sorts of things along the way. James, I've got a little confession to make. I bagged the hell out of you last week for your twitting and blogging and twitting on your blogging and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
I have actually thought that it's about time I got my shit together and organised the Hide and Seek blog, which I am pleased, listeners, to advise that it is now out there and available. So you can follow my blog about Hide and Seek and the guests we have on the show and some of the links to some of the resources that we have and we speak about in the show. And that is available at hideandseekjoy949.blogspot.com. Now, eventually, we will manage to get that linked to the Joy website and make it easy. But if you, in the meantime, would like to check it out, hideandseekjoy949.blogspot.com.
Mm. And all the podcasts from the previous weeks are also on the Joy website as well, www.joy.org.au.
There you go. Just like a pro. Either that or I'm being shoved sideways. Now, this, listener, is your show for contributing. We'd love to hear what you have to say. We'd love to hear your thoughts in regards to what you're up to, who you're rooting, and how you're doing it. How do they get in touch with us, James?
They can text us, 0427-JOY949.
Or you can send us an email right here into the studio, on air at joy.org.au.
Hide and Seek.
Sponsored by Manhouse. Manhouse.com.au.
Hide and Seek is proud to present That's a Bit Gay with James Finlay.
This week I've come across the issue of open relationships. I think they're fucked. There. I've gone straight into it. But the thing is, when talking to people about the idea of open relationships, not everyone is on the same page. Sure, most people agree with me, but the idea of relationships in general can be challenged when you really think into it. Who says you need to be with the same person forever anyway? One of my friends has said, at the same time confronting her own beliefs and confusing the issue with it even further. If you separate sex and love, you can be in love with one person, but then just fuck whoever you want. That sounds pretty good to me, says another friend. And I begin to agree with them. Well, for a few minutes at least. One friend put her foot down at the idea. It totally destroys the trust you have between you and your partner. Even if you both agree with sleep with other people, the relationship you had with that person has really changed. And I really don't think you'd be able to do the same thing again. And I tend to agree. I've been approached by people in open relationships and have been totally shocked and amused by the arrangements that some couples have. One guy said, "Yeah, that's my boyfriend over there. I can do whatever I want though, and so can he. But he doesn't really get around like I do." What the fuck? As confused as the situation is, and I was, we snuck to my house and fucked before he had to return to the venue and his waiting boyfriend. But in the end, I really do think that being with one person, sharing everything, and building the trust you don't have between anyone else is something I want in the end. And when you're in love with a person and really want to be with them all the time, I really don't think there's a need to sleep with other people, I'd assume. But you just want to sleep with them, right? Having an open relationship is wanting the best of both worlds. Sure, it might be good for Miley Cyrus, but I don't think it works for everyone else. And be totally honest, as per usual, I think wanting an open relationship is completely selfish. If you want an open relationship, you don't want a relationship. But that's just what I think.
James. Look, your idealistic thoughts are, you know, perhaps to be admired, but they're not really practical, are they? I mean, at the end of the day, it's kind of some sort of fantasy land to think that you can live in happiness ever after with the one person forever and ever. And even in this, you acknowledge that, you know, you might be able to live with one person in happiness for a time, and then you live with another person in happiness for a time, and then another person in happiness for a time. Doesn't that just sort of make you a bit of a hypocrite? And where does the start and end of that those relationships begin? Is it when something better comes along?
Well, I don't know. Why can't gay relationships be the same as straight relationships?
Why are we comparing them with straight relationships?
Well, because I think a lot of people kind of stereotype that we can't be in a relationship.
Isn't the fact that we're gay give us license to then reinvent whatever we determine for our own selves what is right for us?
Well, yeah, no, that's true. I think this is where there's a generational kind of difference as well that, you know, we've actually talked about in the past, that, you know, a lot of my mates actually want to be in relationships, like, with other guys.
I don't know whether it's generational. I mean, some people, yes, want to be in a monogamous relationship. For other people, it just doesn't work. It's just impractical. It doesn't mean that they won't be in love with someone and love someone truly and deeply and be devoted to them wholeheartedly. But the sexual element, they're able to differentiate between the actual emotional connection.
Yeah, I suppose that's true. But I think sometimes it could be hard for someone to actually differentiate between the two. Like, and I have acknowledged that, you know, I could be open to changing my mind about this. But I think it's all about what you kind of come across in your lifetime and whether it doesn't work for everyone.
How about we throw in the concept that you're with a partner, but you play together so that other people are included in your sexual realm, but it's an extension of your partnership, I guess.
Yeah, that's true. Like, someone has actually commented on my blog this week saying that I have a relationship with my husband. It was a woman. And we have open relationships, but the only thing it's open is that we invite other people within our sex life.
To join us.
Yes. Yeah. We don't do things separately. And I don't think I could deal with the fact of someone else, you know, with my partner while I was watching.
Oh,
or maybe if I was involved, you know, you wouldn't really want
to. Let
me
tell you from experience, I used to get off on it. But that's.
Really?
Yeah. It was hot.
As long as it doesn't turn into, like, you know, that episode of Friends where, you know, Ross goes out and the two chicks are just like, oh, why don't you just go and make some sandwiches? Because we're a bit busy.
I must also acknowledge that I did watch a relationship unfold before my eyes between my partner and another person. That's another story. But nothing was hidden, and I'd prefer that nothing be hidden than playing games and hiding and you know, lying, I guess.
Oh, God, no. Anything's better than that. If you really want to be doing this, then I suppose I am saying there's a problem with it. But in the end, I'm really saying that I would have a problem with it right now.
Right now. So you're acknowledging that possibly in the future, your view will change.
Yeah.
Cool.
If something doesn't work for me, I'm right to, like, go and try something else. I'm quite experimental, Dave.
I can sit with that. I think that can work. Thank you, James, for your blog.
No problem.
I'm looking forward to the ongoing contribution that your blog will make to this show. Where can we find your blog, James?
We can find it at James Findlay, that's spelled F-I-N-D-L-A-Y, it's got a D, .wordpress.com.
JamesFindlay.wordpress.com. Mm,
and you can also Google That's a Bit Gay, and I should I pretty much come up.
That's a bit gay.
That's a bit gay.
Hide and seek.
Sponsored by Manhouse. Manhouse.com.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.